Immigrant communities are bracing for nationwide raids by ICE to begin on Sunday, planning protests and working with legal aid groups to provide advice to those affected.
Sadly, it's going to mean that their families are going to be torn apart and there'll be more children and families in detention.
That's Senator Dick Durbin. I'm Brian Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, July 12th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Let's lead off with U.S. Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois, joining a chorus of Democrats raising the alarm about immigration raids reportedly scheduled to begin Sunday. The raids are said to target at least 2,000 immigrants who've already been ordered deported. That includes families who've arrived relatively recently. The raids are expected to focus on 10 major cities where the Department of Justice has sped up immigration cases for thousands of recent arrivals, including Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and Houston. Durbin says this is an important moment in history.
Decisions that are being made in the White House today in the area of immigration will be criticized, analyzed, and in many cases repudiated in years to come.
The Trump administration has been trying to discourage Central American migrants from making the trip north. Hundreds of thousands of migrants have crossed the southern border this year, many fleeing violence and poverty to seek asylum in the U.S. But Durbin, a Democrat, says the raids will just create fear in communities across America.
And for what? It won't make America safer for us to deport these people. Sadly, it's going to mean that their families are going to be torn apart and there'll be more children and families in detention.
The administration has already delayed the raids once back in mid-June. John Sandwig, who served as acting director of ICE under President Obama, told NPR that announcing when raids will take place undermines the operation. Sandwig is now an attorney with Frontier Solutions.
It's confusing for me why you would ever advertise an operation like this in advance of actually conducting it. I mean, that violates the cardinal rule, which is that you maintain the element of surprise both to protect the safety of your officers and to ensure the effectiveness of the operation.
The number of migrants arrested at the border has dropped in recent weeks, but that's after reaching a 13-year high in May. Tonight at 8 p.m. outside Bloomington City Hall, human rights supporters will rally to end human detention camps. And here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The sentencing phase of Brent Christensen's death penalty trial enters its fifth day today at the federal courthouse in Peoria. Yesterday, the jury heard defense testimony from witnesses who knew Christensen as a student before he killed Yingying Zhang. And state officials say thousands of Illinoisans will have delayed unemployment checks this week due to computer problems. An Illinois Department of Employment Security spokesman says about 29,000 people were supposed to be paid on Wednesday. Find these stories and more at WGLT.org. WGLT's news magazine, Sound Ideas, comes your way later today at noon and 6 p.m. That's when you'll hear about Russell Huck Willis, who's been riding snowmobiles for four decades now and collecting them for nearly that long. Now he's opened an antique snowmobile museum in Hopedale. Willis tells WGLT's Charlie Schlenker the pursuit of old machines accelerated when they became aware of the Antique Snowmobile Club of America.
But we was kind of collecting sleds on our own. We didn't know other people did that, but we was doing it, you know.
Why?
Just the passion we had, just to have something different, you know.
Some people do buttons, some people do coins, some people do sets of china. Why snowmobiles? What trips your trigger about them?
Well, I guess back in about 78, some farmers out south of town give my oldest boy a snowmobile. I never thought much about it. About 76 is the first time I ever seen one. Went past our house in the country. Then I thought, well, why would anybody want to be out there riding a snowmobile and working out in that cold? It wouldn't be for me, but once he got that sled, it just made winters fun. To put it bluntly, it just made winters more fun.
It started from one sled, and what happened?
Well, then we all got a better sled. That was our goal, to get one, you know, that you could depend on. So we rode it, or East got one and rode them. And then we started going up north with my oldest son's father-in-law, they was going up to Tomahawk, Wisconsin, and we got to doing that.
I would expect maybe a snowmobile museum in Minnesota or northern Wisconsin or northern Michigan, but central Illinois doesn't have quite as much snow.
No, it wasn't the snow, I guess. Of course, back when we started in the late 70s, we had a lot of snow. When we got sleds, you could just leave them out behind the house and just go riding anytime you wanted to there for 2 or 3 months, you know. Well, then when the 80s come, it just tapered off and tapered off. So then it just occasional snow, and if it snowed, you better go riding because the next day it'd be melted, you know. But we just had a passion. And it's something. It's a different world out there. You're out there, and you can just kind of tool around the timbers, you know, and see wildlife. And a lot of people think snowmobiling is just all racing and fast and dangerous, but it's not, you know. It don't have to be. Do it sensible, and it's fun.
Obviously, it makes noise. I would think the wildlife would be kind of skittish about that.
No, not really. Because I can go out on a tractor, and there'll be deer out at my house, and they'll look up at you, but they're not scared of you. Now, if you chased after them, yeah, they would go, but they're not real skittish when, you know, you're just humming along.
How often do you go out now?
Whenever we get a good snow, which is not too often, but this last winter was a little better.
How many do you have here?
We got close to 150, if not a little over.
And how old are the oldest, and how new are the newest, and what are
well,
the different
the
types?
The sled I have here would be a Model T, a 1923 Model T Touring with tracks and skis on it.
Find out more about this pursuit of antique snowmobiles at noon and 6 p.m. today on WGLT. Before we let you go, lots of great stuff on the community calendar this weekend. The Sugar Creek Arts Festival is all over Uptown Normal from 10 to 5 on Saturday and 11 to 4 on Sunday. And in downtown Bloomington, the BCPA Summer Lawn Concert featuring Stone and Snow, Karen Waldrop, and Casey James, Saturday starting at 6 p.m. And if you like listening to this podcast, here's a new way to do it. We have an Alexa Flash Briefing skill set up for this show, so you can queue it up each morning on your smart speaker. However you're listening, thanks. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.